From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Big Bend is one of the largest, most remote, and least visited national parks in the U.S. It's a land of great diversity, more than a mile of elevation change, more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit of temperature fluctuation annually. Diverse topography, deserts, mountains, canyons, rivers, and springs, with different life in each ecozone. And because of that, more ecological diversity than any other national park. More species of birds, butterflies, bats, reptiles, ants, and plants. And the largest age range of fossils, too, because of its complex geologic history. It also has a long and varied human history. Just after the last ice age, 11,000 years ago, nomadic hunters frequented the area. Tribes settled in Big Bend 7,500 years ago. Spanish explorers built forts in the area 500 years ago. 200 years ago, the Apache, then the Comanche, displaced the indigenous Chisos tribe. The area became a stop on the Comanche Trail as they migrated from buffalo hunting grounds in the Texas Panhandle to raid Spanish missions in Mexico. Big Bend became part of Texas when it became a republic in 1836. Texas made it a state park 100 years later, then donated it to the U.S. government. Since 1944, Big Bend has been part of the National Park Service, and this 80th anniversary would be a great time to visit. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.